You're simply chopping and changing the length of those purr bouts.
And the purr is much faster in certain parts, isn't it?
Back at the lab, Sarah's colleague examines the frequencies of the purrs.
So at the top we've got the solicitation purr, and down below we've got the non-solicitation purr. Both of these are low-frequency purrs, but what particularly stands out quite clearly is that complete standout peep that you can see with the solicitation purr. It's very sort of isolated from the other frequencies around it, which suggests it would really stand out quite clearly. And you don't see that at all in the non-solicitation purr.
And there's a surprising reason why we react so strongly to this frequency in the purr. Because embedded within it is the same frequency as a baby's cry.